When you have a giant family like I do, you do things differently than the average family. Because we have five sons, our cars are bigger, the grocery carts are always spilling over, and the laundry never gets caught up or put away completely, but that's a story for another day. Likewise, our vacations look different than the average family's. With the seven of us, we really can't just jet off on a plane and take a big family vacation. The plane tickets alone would eat up most of our vacation budget. One year, though, my mother-in-law gave us the vacation of a lifetime to Disney World. I love all things Disney, and amusement parks are my favorite thing. So it was a double win. Clearly, I was only thinking about the kids here. I wanted everything to be absolutely perfect. We were going to do it all, see it all, and make the best magical memories ever. We all know what it's like if you're a mother trying to get a family ready to go on vacation. Not only did I have to pack my stuff, pack the kids' stuff, do all the laundry, eat all the food in the fridge, arrange for pet care, and clean the house, I also had to wrap up my work responsibilities for the week I would be gone. Being out of touch for a week gave me anxiety just thinking about it. The night before our trip, Mark, the proverbial early bird, bless him, announced we needed to leave for our 10-hour drive at 5 a.m. I was already rushing around the house, feeling the pressure to get it all done, so I made a big mug of hot tea for just a little dose of caffeine to keep going. Meanwhile, in the living room, the younger boys were playing a game they call zip-lining lovies, where they tie a spool of thread from the wrought iron spindles of our second-story catwalk to the doorknobs of the family room below. Then they raced the lovies, small stuffed animals, down the zip lines. As far as kid games goes, this one's a winner. There is no wrestling, jumping off furniture, or potential broken bones involved. It was the perfect way for them to play while I ran around the house getting everything ready. You sense where this is heading, don't you? I set my cup of tea on the coffee table and sat down to fold clothes fresh from the dryer. Of course, just then, Big Beaver came barreling down from above, knocking my tea straight into the basket of clean laundry that I'd been planning to pack. Ugh! The boys roared with hoots, hollers, and laughter, because they are boys, and a beaver crashing into things is kind of funny. But I'm pretty sure flames shot right out of these crazy curls of mine. What are you guys doing? Can't you see I'm trying to get us ready to go on vacation? We are going to the happiest place on earth. Can't you at least be grateful and not make it harder for me to get everything done? Do you even want to go on vacation? We can stay home. Do you want to just not go? Well, let me tell you what, boys. If we can't leave in the morning, you will know why. Because I can't get us ready now. That's why. The boys went silent. Mark peeked his head out of the kitchen, not saying a word, and the teenage boys opened their bedroom doors to see what in the world had happened. I don't lose my cool very often, and normally I would have laughed about the tea and made the boys clean it up themselves. I looked at them all staring at me, post-flip-out, spun around to stomp off, and burst into tears. I was mad at my sons, and I was mad at myself. I threw myself down on my bed and immediately regretted getting angry.